Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, a major announcement at the Potter's House, one of the largest churches in DFW.
And after nearly 30 years, there is new leadership. The announcement was made to the congregation yesterday.
Pastor T.D. Jakes announcing Sunday he will step aside and allow his daughter and son-in-law to take over leadership of the megachurch. You may remember Jakes suffered a heart attack last year and referenced that in his tearful announcement.
I cannot afford, especially after November, to risk something happening to me and you be sheep without a shepherd.
The congregation meeting the announcement with mixed feelings.
It's hard to replace an icon like Bishop. I mean, it's just hard to do that.
Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts and Pastor Teray Roberts will take over leadership of Potter's House perhaps as soon as July. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Stars return home tonight for Game 5 in their playoff series with the Colorado Avalanche, who downed Dallas in Game 4 Saturday night in a 4-0 shutout.
O'Connor shot,
it's a tough night for Jake Ottinger in net. The Avs went up 3-0. He was pulled for the rest of the night. KRLD's Kurt Lewis is at the AAC, the site of Game 5.
I'm here at American Airlines Center in Dallas, where this place will be rocking and rolling by the time the puck drops tonight. And who will be in goal? Well, Pete DeBoer says he pulled Jake Ottinger out of the net Saturday night, not because he was hurt, but to rest him up for tonight.
Just for rest for Monday. And to get Casey to submit some work.
Stars have scored only 7 goals in the first 4 games of this series, and DeBoer knows his team is going to need more offense to win 2 out of the next 3 games. At American Airlines Center in Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys wrapping up the NFL draft with a host of selections late on Saturday. Owner and GM Jerry Jones excited about the class.
Based on what the results have been on paper here right now, the way we've got there, looking at hindsight and what have you, this is an outstanding draft. We've really helped our football team with this draft.
We told you about Tyler Booker on Friday, but the Cowboys on Friday night added Boston College pass rusher Donovan Ezeraku. He was actually a Philadelphia Eagle fan, and he told his family, and they got all throw away all their Eagles stuff because he's a Cowboy now. East Carolina corner at Siobhan Revel on Friday also was taken. On Saturday, they grabbed a bunch of players, including a couple running backs. Jadon Blue of Texas is now a Dallas Cowboy.
I'm sure he'll get them some Cowboys swag.
Oh, I'm sure.
A 17-year-old is charged with capital murder after a weekend shooting leaves 2 people dead in Arlington.
Arlington police say they were called to a gas station in the 5600 block of South Cooper Street around 10 o'clock Saturday night. That's where they found a 19 and 20-year-old unresponsive in the parking lot with gunshot wounds. Both were pronounced dead at the hospital. Officers also found another 19-year-old man who was shot in the foot. He has since been treated and released. Authorities say the suspected gunman, 17-year-old Saman Islam, was still on scene when they arrived. Islam was arrested and booked on 1 count of capital murder and 1 count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. From the 24-hour news center, Malcolm Hornsby, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, we're going to be looking at the markets very closely again this week as the tariff it just continues to plague the markets. But last week was a lot better, right? As stocks are dipping into the red, just barely in pre-opening numbers. But had really good weeks on Wall Street last week for all three of the major averages, says our David Johnson.
The Dow Industrials average was only up 20 points. It was the laggard. But the S&P average was up 40. That's 0.75%. The NASDAQ was up 217 points. That's 1.25%. And boy, did they buy some stocks back, especially a lot of those Magnificent Seven stocks they've been hating lately. Meta was up $14 a share. Tesla was up 25. Microsoft up 4.5. Among the big name stocks, not that many movers. They did start buying IBM back, though. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So I'd mentioned earlier in the show that I was fishing Friday in South Dallas, and you can tell it's springtime because there were a whole bunch of baby geese. What are they called? Goslings, right? Aren't baby geese called goslings? So there were a whole bunch of baby goslings, and then there were a whole bunch of snakes, baby snakes. I counted no fewer than a dozen snakes while I was out there at the lake, and some of the residents down there told me that they were water moccasins. They did not look like water moccasins to me. I put the video up if you want to see the snakes that I encountered while I was fishing, and identify those snakes, if you will, if you're a snake expert. You can see it right now on the KRLD Facebook page.
Following his funeral on Saturday, Pope Francis was laid to rest in Rome's St. Mary Major Basilica. And celebrations of the Pope's life continue.
Tonight in Dallas, Bishop Edward Burns will lead a special memorial mass and rosary in honor of the life and legacy of Pope Francis. The bells at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe will toll for 5 minutes before that 6:30 mass, and then again for 5 minutes after the mass. Now, as the church prepares to choose a new leader, many young Catholics are praying for a pope that will carry that same somewhat progressive spirit.
That's NBC 5's Larry Collins reporting.
Your news for Trajan Wealth. With the spring municipal elections coming up on Saturday, and of course early voting continuing through tomorrow, state lawmakers once again talking about election security.
Congress passed the SAVE Act, which requires proof of citizenship to vote. Now Texas looking to do the same.
It's not about chasing headlines or exaggerating numbers. It's about making sure that every name on our voter rolls belong to someone who is legally eligible.
The bill by State Rep. Kerry Isaac goes further than the proposed federal law. It would be retroactive, meaning a deep dive into the state's 18 million registered voters. The Secretary of State's office told lawmakers it's about 500,000 registered voters who did not list a driver's license or a social security number. They would need proof of citizenship. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, it's kind of quiet down here. Seems like we're waiting for another shoe to drop. No major announcements over the weekend. There was some tariff news and kind of back and forth. The Treasury Secretary is out making the rounds, doing some television interviews today. And, of course, a few of the spokespeople were on the network talk shows yesterday. But, again, not a lot of news there. Yeah, they're talking, and there's still this back and forth. You know, China says, we haven't talked to anybody. And the U.S. is saying, we're actively talking. And we'll see what happens. Also, the marketplace is sort of in no man's land. If I take you back to Liberation Day, April the 2nd, the stock market just plummeted that day. And we're right back in the middle of where we were. We fell like about a couple of hundred points in the S&P averages, and we've made up a good bit of that. In fact, last week we saw all three of the major averages back up. We've got the Dow back above 40,000, the S&P above 5,500, but we can't get over the edge. We're still down 11% from the highs. So when I tell you, you know, the marketplace is only 2 or 3% down from April the 2nd's announcement, I know your portfolios are still down sharply from the highs, which is what everybody always remembers. This week, we're hearing from four of the Magnificent Seven stocks, Meta, Microsoft, and Amazon, also Apple will also be reporting. We'll see some major economic news, but later on Wednesday, we have that economic gauge, that the inflation gauge that we know the Fed watches. Friday, we've got the employment numbers. Today, nothing really very much. European markets are all back up a little bit. Our market's been searching for a direction all morning long, and we're pretty much directionless right now. The Dow, if it opened right this second, we'd be down 15 points. That's the best we've seen in an hour or so, while the NASDAQ would be down 24 and the S&P average down 5. Interest rates slightly higher, crude's unchanged, gold's up $12. Quiet here, guys. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 Carol.
Come on, man. You got to give us a spoiler alert, David, if you're going to tell us our portfolios are down. I've deliberately not looked at my portfolio, and now you're telling me it's down.
Good for you.
Well, a bill in the state legislature is looking to crack down on some of the rules when it comes to concert tickets. Virtual tickets are more expensive. The fees are often hidden.
What used to be easy, like giving a ticket to a friend, is now confusing or outright blocked. Can't do it.
State Rep Ben Bumgardner says his bill is looking for things to be more transparent so customers aren't hit with surprise charges. It would not allow venues to have a monopoly on who gets to sell tickets. The legislation mirrors what President Trump is trying to do at the federal level.
Dallas City Hall is out with a warning after a coyote chased two children near White Rock Creek Trail last week.
Parents were able to chase the coyote away, but not until after the coyote gave the kids a scare. The kids were chased by the coyote and ended up with minor injuries. The area of concern is in between two areas of trees, between White Rock Road and Winstead Drive and the trail itself. Coyote warning signs have been placed in the area by Dallas Animal Services. Animal Services is working closely with the City Park Department, which is encouraging park goers to be aware of their surroundings. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, that trade from the Dallas Mavericks hurt Luka Doncic bad, big bad, a lot more than anybody thought. He did an interview on YouTube where the host asked him a tough question.
Can you see yourself ever moving back to Texas after basketball? Doesn't have to be Dallas.
No.
Even Houston?
No.
The Houston Luka?
No.
Huka?
Luka appearing on the show Sunday Conversation. He also says he would want to live and play in a state with no state income tax like Florida. So the Heat or the Magic, I guess, but not Texas. So no, he's out.
Who can blame him?
By the way, his Lakers down 3-1 in their first round series against Minnesota.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.